like, this shit is a real ass problem, dog. Like, this shit is a real ass fucking, like, that shit is heavy.
Well, I mean, how heavier can it get, right? Like, is there anything that's heavier than the idea that someone's like, hey, man, I want to just off myself? Do you imagine the mindset that they have to be that you can't even comprehend it, right?
Like, you know? I was in some dark shit, and it didn't cross my head. What, the one thing that got me scared where, like, I was, I need to go to a doctor, was I started thinking maybe it would just be better if I wasn't around.
Eh, wow.
Like, I started thinking about, like the pain that I'm causing my sons and shit. Like,
right.
Like, the mental anxiety that I'm giving them. Like, because I see it in, like, my older one, like, the five-year-old. Oh. He's more explosive. But the thing about it is, like, he's lived more with me with the anger. You know what I mean? Right. As opposed to the little one. The little one's still, like... The little one dealt with my shit when he was, like, 1, 2. So, like, those memories from what I've been reading don't stick that much.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The other one still has it more. He's older. He's, like, he's about to be 5. So, that's where you could see, like, he gets upset about something. He fucking hits himself, like...
That's how that's wild, man, because that's, like, almost, like, in the motherboard, right, in the DNA. I want to welcome everybody to this episode. What is it?
This is the I Jack, I Rob, I Sin, I Jackie Robinson. Damn. Undeniable Perception, episode 42. Man.
But I like it. I'm going to applaud that.
Brother from the same mother.
And what can make it better than the way we talk here, man? We got the boy on here.
We got PFP in the house. Power. Positive fucking Paul. Yes, my man, my mentor. How we doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited.
Oh man, the pleasure's all us, man. And, like, you know, even though you think golf is a sport, whatever.
Hey, makes us elevate our standards a little bit.
But
more,
to go back to what you were saying right now, man, it's funny because I was listening today. I don't know if you guys like Marc Maron or not, but he had, like, a joke that he said that, because he was talking about depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he would think that sometimes he would get relief thinking, like, man, this life's awful. It sucks. Well, I could always end it. So he said he would get comfort out of that idea, which I never thought about before. We almost like, oh, okay. Like, he feels better. Like, I could end it anytime then if I really wanted to.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. He makes it into a joke.
Yeah, that's the way, like, he processes
stuff. That's a good way
to
do it, man.
You know, it's a trip because I actually just, I'm not even up front, just talk about it. I read a book. I didn't read a book. I listened to a book on Audible.
Same shit.
Yeah, and it's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
That's a real famous one.
Yeah, and it's like, on you know, it's literal, never judge a book by its cover, right? Because it kind of sounds like when I first saw the title, I was like, I don't want to walk around being an asshole. Like, I don't care about that. I don't care about, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That type of deal. But then once you start really getting into the book, it talks about kind of understanding, like, how this community was talking about. Like, shit is just going to be bad. There's nothing you can do. There's kids on the other side of Earth right now that are, like, dying of hunger right now, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do, like, my part, but, like, more than what I possibly humanly can, I can't do more than that. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like you could either say, fuck it. Like, I've done what I can and that's it. You know, or you can just dwell on it, and then it kind of leads you down the depression type of deal. You know what I mean? Where that's how he was like, I could always end it, but it's kind of like a fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing I could do about it. Like, when it
comes to, how far were you into listening to the that book? You're like, oh, it's not what I thought it was gonna be. Was it like a certain topic they covered, or the way they laid it out, or when was it like, oh shit?
It was like right off the jump, to be honest with you, because he started talking. Because he like, the thing about it is that. And he talks about it where it's just kind of like, we get it. You know what I mean? Like, the book kind of, like, this isn't a book to try to make you be some type of just like, I don't care, that type of stuff. It's just a book to be able to make you realize when you're, it's almost kind of like fucks or like currency.
Okay.
And you're giving too much to little dumb stuff. Like, I'm giving too many fucks for that. I need to pull myself back a little bit.
It's like you deplete yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, and it's just kind of like, fucks is the equivalent of like emotion of like, like your mental wellness,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like, you gotta, like, it's almost like meditation. Bring yourself back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, I'm going down the rabbit hole a little bit. I'm giving too many fucks about that. I need to pull back.
And what you're saying really resonates with me because, in a sense, you're changing the definition of what it is.
Yeah.
And circling back with how you started with the Marc Maron, saying, like, instead of being fearful about, like, oh, damn, I'm very depressed. he's laughing at the fact that I'm depressed. Like, well, man, that's a joke. It's just a phase I'm going through.
Or more like it's like an option. Mm-hmm. If it really gets that bad, I have the option to end it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Very true.
And that's the thing. It's like that depression shit is real. You know what I mean? Like it's super real. Like, and it's like I think it's something that like, you know, I think that's why I'm super excited to be here today, is because of the fact that I'm just like, man, I get to talk and share my experience to be able to, like I was telling you, Renato, like I want to just, if this helps anyone, then it was worth it. Like, and all the crappy shit that I've gone through.
And I guess it's like, there's no really timeline, right, of when things like this occur, right? Because, like, I remember, like, in my experience, when I was younger, maybe it has to do, I'm sure it has to do with the Catholic upbringing and the overthinking and all that. But I remember when I was, like, 11 or something like that, I was always be like, look at all those poor people. And it'd be depressing, right?
Yeah.
And my dad used to always just be like, look, even the richest man in the world, if he gave money to everyone, he still wouldn't be able to save it. Almost like to put it into context. Mm-hmm. But I guess I just had to go through it, right? Because it was like a deep feeling of like guilt. Mm-hmm. Of feeling like, man, these people don't have anything. It's not like I had a lot, but I had like, you know, a roof. An opportunity. But you felt sometimes like that concentration at that age, which I don't think it's a very good thing, but it makes you who I am, right? Because people sometimes go through it later or maybe never.
You, when you guys are talking about guilt and this Catholic thing, it brings me back to this moment when I was younger, when, you know, you're a teenager and you're like fascinated with how like the female body looks, this and that. You want to get to explore, learn. And I remember.
And it depressed you, the female body?
No. And I was like, Chris, our brother, had a computer. And I remember he had like nudie pics. So I'd be like, oh, dope. Like, I want to explore. I want to see what's up. And then our mom walks in while I'm looking at, like,
something you shouldn't be as a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she straight up, like, cusses at me, slaps me. And then this was, to make matters worse, this was when I was doing catechism.
Yeah.
And, like, my dad was working a lot. So, like, we would have to, she would walk me to catechism.
Right.
And during the whole walk, she would be like, la vas a decir al padre que hiciste, and this and that. And me, as a kid, I'm like, I ain't telling the priest that shit. Hell no. Well,
that's cool that you already had the demeanor in your mind. Like, you're like, nah.
Yeah, but it makes me think about, like, this is normal, me thinking this way. Like, it's a natural thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for a parent to disrupt a kid naturally like that, that could be
Well, yeah, man, it formed you for who you are now. Like, do you remember? I mean, obviously, that it's still emblazed in your brain, you know? Like, it formed you in, like, how you see sexuality now or whatever at all. You know, that had a big factor in it. But at that time, did you feel, like, just, like, that weight of the guilt when mom was walking you
to school? I felt guilt.
Because how old were you?
I was, like, 11 years old, 10 years old, 12.
Yeah, that's tough, dude. That's tough.
Yeah,
but it's real. Did you have like a similar thing, like in terms of?
I mean, I never got caught. You know what I'm saying? I made sure the doors were locked.
But if you would have,
our doors didn't have locks.
But if you would have, then that would have been like similar reaction.
Yeah. It was. You know what I mean? I think. And the thing about it is that, like, I I'm a fan, obviously, of you guys' podcast. And I've been listening, and I feel like there's a lot of parallels between you guys' family and mine. Like, you know what I mean? Like my mom was the rock of our family, just like you guys' mom was. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, my dad was a breadwinner out there busting his ass. Like, my dad fucking sacrificed, from my perspective, my dad sacrificed both of his knees for his family. You know what I'm saying? Like, where you know, he's had two total knee replacements because of the work that he does, and he just fucking, my dad just goes. And he's just like, you know, who's going to feed these fools? Who's
literally work to the bone, chest, you know?
Like, to the bone, you know what I'm saying? And everything I've heard from you guys, like the little stuff that you guys have shared with about you guys' family and you guys' upbringing, I see the parallels, you know what I mean? Of like coming from fucking nothing to here to give us everything.
Right.
Like the thing that you were talking about your son, how it was like, damn, dude, like my dad came to this country 17. It was 17, right?
Yeah.
It was 17 and like with nothing but lint in his fucking pocket. And now his grandson is like fucking with an iPad.
right? Yeah.
Like the generational leaps and bounds, yeah. Like, right? You know what I mean? That we have that, and I think that's really kind of like, to me, like that Catholicism and everything like that. Albeit the idea is great, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Hope my mom never hears this, but the idea is great.
So you're raised Catholic as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Okay. And I consider myself a Catholic.
Yeah.
But I consider myself a non-practicing Catholic.
Yeah.
I don't practice it like that. I don't necessarily agree with it. I've actually asked in the past, you know, when I was going to catechism and stuff mm-hmm. like that for my confirmation, mm-hmm. It was in conjunction when they taught us about how at school they taught us about how like Christianity came to our people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
And like,
and I was like, wait a minute.
Connecting the dots, you're like, wait.
I'm like, wait a minute. The only reason I'm doing this is because like my Aztec like lineage and stuff like that just pretty much got conquered.
Yeah, it would have been Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Then we practiced something else.
Correct.
Yeah. I would say what they practiced, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling a story.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But you get what I'm saying? Like it was like that. And it was to the point where I was like, I went to catechism and I was like, I was kind of like very like, I was upset about it because of the fact that I took it serious in a sense of, look, when you get confirmed, our belief is I am acknowledging what my parents said during my baptism.
Right.
And I am accepting this as this
for
is
yourself
my path.
As you've gotten older. Yeah.
Because now I'm older, I'm wise enough to be able to make this call.
Right.
But I was like, yo, you guys are going to make me, like, I'm actually coming here because I want to make that promise. Like,
right.
for real. Like, I'm not like all these. Like, you know, I don't know, but like it felt like the rest of the people that were there were just there because their parents made them go. You know what I mean? But I was actually there because I really genuinely wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, there might have been some people that really wanted to. I don't know.
Right,
but the point is I was there to learn everything about my religion to then pivot into I accept it because I know. Right. And then, excuse me, but I called them out on it and I was like, yo, like. You guys need to teach this.
Right.
And it was kind of pushed back and like, you need to just hush.
And how old were you?
Shame. Mm-hmm. I was like 16.
Okay.
16. Yeah. And then it was like, you know, this whole shame, like you shouldn't talk about the church like that, that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and I remember asking the priest, I was like, is there any way that you guys can excommunicate me? Like, because like, this is a lie. Like, this is a lie. Like, I can't, like, we should know both sides, you know what
right.
I'm saying? And then ultimately is when I felt like I made the decision. I still go because I want to hear the word,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how I was brought up and those are my practices. But like when it comes down to like being there and like,
right.
You know,
the entire ceremony of it
youth
all.
Youth group and all that other extra jazz and stuff
it
like
seems
that.
It
like
if like they would have gone about it a different way in answering you, you'd have a different perspective, probably
mm-hmm.
a lot more respect for the individuals as opposed
mm-hmm.
to like, I'll be quiet, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like dismissing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like they say, man, once a Catholic,
always
a Catholic, bro.
But
it's
that's
always
cool,
there.
Though, like at 16
like the
years.
Raiders, bro. Once a Raider,
right?
Like, you know what I mean?
But like since at that age of 16, you're having that conversation, like, hey, you know, what's up with this?
Mm-hmm.
But in a granular level, in a sense, do you think like because of our parents, out of respect,
mm-hmm.
We're still trying.
Mm-hmm. We're still trying to do it.
Like, I haven't been to church, bro, in a long time, but I went when he baptized my son.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I got my son baptized out of respect for my parents.
I
and
think
their
they did the same.
Belief.
If I really kind of put thought into it, I feel like they did the same for my boys as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's something to say about those traditions, man.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, obviously not all traditions are great or good, but I think those traditions are good because the intention is good and everything. But do you guys feel a bit like almost like hypocritical because you guys don't truly fully believe and you still went through it to appease someone? Or is that even that far because inside of you, you part of still believe and it's like, hey, did you guys see it kind of just as a tradition going or how did you guys?
The way I see it, bro, like, you know, is I just take the good from it. Like,
okay.
All the good, positive things from
mm-hmm.
it. Like, you know, there's some things that I question that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, throughout my life and my experiences, I've been more open to, like, different religions and learning from different things. And just
right.
putting my own Frankenstein and just being a better, positive person.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
To give, you know, to be a giver, man. That's what I feel like. It's about serving.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been learning, man, to answer to answer the question.
That makes perfect sense. Is it similar to your thinking?
I think for me the same thing is yes, part of it was appeasing, you know what I mean, to appease. But the thing is within that, I did put thought into who my compadres were going to be. I did put, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I did make sure that, like, you know, one of them didn't live up to it. He knows who he is, you know what I mean? But the rest of them is kind of, but the thing about it is that, like, at the end of the day, it's like, my like, I put in that effort into it because of, like, how Renata was saying, it's what it means. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's dope.
I'm all for it, man. To me, I'm all for it, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, like I said, I think it's, when it comes down to it, it's just a, and not to just, like, downplay it at all. Like, even coming just, like, as a tradition, mm-hmm. the idea of it all and what it represents, because it means something. You know, it's not one of those things where, okay, it's well established and it's documented and it's public record that, you know, a lot of Catholic priests molested children, right? Mm-hmm. An awful thing like that. Mm-hmm. But does that mean it's the entire church or you believe in God? No, right? Like, the establishment of the church by protecting them, hiding, doing that despicable thing, that's, there's not even a name for that, right? That's awful. Mm-hmm. But does that mean you're not going to believe in God? No, right?
Nope.
It's like, that's exactly, man. But you know what? They want, I think it's something that's along the same vein. And sharing the comparisons with the, sharing the same similarities as being, as us growing, you know, first generation, which I'm sure you are mm-hmm. as well, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the things that we've kind of talked, like, on the side about it was that the communication, right? Like, in terms of opening up about our feelings or how we, even to this day, when I say it out loud, I already feel like I sound like a wimp, even though I don't believe that. You know, it's mm-hmm. ridiculous because it almost, like, it's embedded. We're like, no, suck it up. Do your thing. Or go see the church and you have problems to this day. Mm-hmm. Instead of like, well, what's the problem? Let's talk about it or seek professional help, right? Mm-hmm. Everything, it's like embedded. Like, we can't discuss this stuff, man.
Good point you bring up, because I feel like our past generation, it was more like actions speak louder than words, right? Like, that's what our household was. Like you said, like, the breadwinner worked till the bone, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's like, wasn't too many lectures at the house. It was more of just like a mom.
Yeah, my dad was there. Yeah, my dad was there, definitely. Like, my dad was like I'm talking about, like, my dad was ultra involved. Like, if I think about, if I go, now that I'm a parent, like, you know, and I think that's why I've been, like, shooting them text messages lately. Like, I've been shooting them text messages, like, hey, dad, like, just want to let you know I love you. Very proud of being your son. You know, because in the grand scheme of it all, I have my stuff that I feel kind of came from certain parts of the relationship with my father. But the thing is overall, like, dude, my dad, he's a welder. Wow. Like, I'm not saying he was, because he still is. Like, he's still back at work. He's still doing his thing, you know what I mean? And my dad's a welder, and that's a very difficult type of, like, you know, taxing type of job, you know? And even with that, like, 10-hour shifts, get home, shower, and then go and coach not only me, but, like, he had up to, like, 5-6 teams at one time, bro. Like, wow. He was, like
for football,
like,
or what was it?
Soccer.
Oh, soccer. Cool.
Yeah.
That's man. Real football.
So, he was...
Football.
Yeah. He was on show all day,
like,
man.
So, it's, like... So my dad was ultra involved, and now that I think about it, I'm, like, damn, dude, like, here I am focusing on, you know, my dad did this, and that's why I feel this way, and all that stuff like that, but then, like... Like, that's kind of, like, now that I'm reading, like, listening to that book, like, you know what I mean? The subtle art of not giving a fuck. It's like, I need to stop giving too many fucks about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a mistake. People are allowed to make mistakes. We're human. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other day, my pops was like, yo, like, don't yell at the boys. And I looked at him like, like almost kind of in disbelief. Like, you serious, bro? Like, that was your go-to. And then, like, it was very powerful when my pops was like, yeah, I know, but, like, I shouldn't have. Like, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be better than me. Like, he reminded me of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, damn. Like,
damn. That's right.
So deep. it's like my pops being able to kind of, like, I feel like my dad and my mom had, like, kind of, like, have evolved so much. Like, at home, like, you see them kind of in their later ages, like, Like, my mom used to be, like, a lot more chill. Like, now she stands up for herself more. My pops used to be, like, boom, 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 like, 1-900 who wanted that deliver type guy. Yeah. And now he's a lot more relaxed now, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just, like, it's beautiful to be able to talk to him that way, you know what I mean?
It's very similar to, like, what's gone on in our household, too, where, you know, the age has kind of worn them down a bit. But I also think...
I hate that you say worn them down, bro. I just say... Slow them down, not worn them down.
No, I mean worn them down like the edge, right? Like, you kind of, you know, like wore down the edge, you know, yeah, that rock.
It smooths you out.
Right, yeah, you know, yeah, so I like, agree, and that's a good thing because some people makes them harder and like they get more internalized and they just get more like, you know, like they become that that bad villain in the novella, right?
Yeah. That's redundant.
Bad villain. Well, I guess nowadays it's not because they have good villains. Yeah. I don't know who's good or bad anymore. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering, I was thinking about this when you were talking about earlier, where, because one of the things that I've experienced, you know, being, you know, speaking up more towards my parents and everything, like when, like early 20s or whatever, because before it wasn't even thought of, right? Then you realize, no, let me speak up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the thing that surprised me is that when I started speaking up, they did listen. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if we would have done that at an earlier age, if there would have been the same reaction. Because I have found, we're fortunate that our parents are very, like, you know, they're still very soft. Like, they could be, they're flexible.
Malleable.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that one. Like,
you can still mold them.
Because they're open. Mm-hmm. You know, they have hard edges on certain things. But with that, I was wondering, man, I wonder if we're, like, at a younger age or spoken up. But then again, they also made us that way, so we didn't speak up, right?
Right. Yeah, we weren't talking.
But do you find the same way with you?
Yeah. It's like, it's you kind of wonder sometimes, you look back like, man, what if I would have, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it's like, kind of going back to that book, fuck it. Could have, should have, would have. Like, the point is, it's like, I need to be like right here, right now. I love like my relationship with my father now. Like I always have, you know what I'm saying? But I love it that much more now. I love my relationship with my mom now. Like, you know, my sister the other day told me that my youngest sister, she just graduated. Shout out to Lil Mo if she ever gets to hear this. But
from high school?
No, she just graduated from a college.
Wow! Congrats.
Yeah, she just graduated this year, and she was telling me that she did a paper on machismo in our culture.
Hell yeah!
You know what I'm saying? And like toxic machismo, all that shit. You know, and she interviewed my moms. You know, and she was like really cool with like. She was like, look, Mom, like, I'm going to ask you some loaded-ass questions, and you
don't... Well, that's what you said. Your dad was next to your mom. He's like, don't answer.
No.
It was okay, you can answer that.
My sister told me, she was like, no one gets into the room. Like, she locked the doors. It was my mom and me only, you know, that type of deal. And she asked her mom, she told her, look, if you don't feel comfortable answering, you don't have to. It's not going to affect my grade. It's not going to be bad for me. Like, if you don't feel comfortable, don't answer, you know.
It's all part of the process.
Yeah, it's just, the result. Yeah. It's just an interview.
Wow.
If the answer is no comment, then the answer is no comment.
As long as
you
it's
know?
Real.
Yeah, so it hit me, you know, and now instead of, I could see myself kind of like when I was like deep in the hole in my depression, I could see how it would have played out in my mind. I would have felt like a piece of crap, but it was like, the question was, tell me about a time when, you know, like someone did something to you where it was kind of like machismo based, like where, hey, you're the woman, you should be doing this type of deal. And no one stepped up for you, or like, you know, the male that was there didn't step up for you or whatever it may be. She talked about it or whatever. Not gonna put people on blast, but you know, she talked about it. But then the follow-up question was, do you feel like any man in your life has ever stepped up for you? And she, like it was like my sister said, there was like flat zero hesitation. She was like, no. Wow. So to me, you know, depressed Paul, you know what I'm saying, would have been like, man, I'm a piece of shit son, like that type of deal. Positive fucking Paul right now, like, you know, like I'm thinking about like, all right, sucks, fuck it. It you know, I can't give too many fucks about the past. Yep. I could only be the right now and going forward. So like the whole plan now is to be able to be like a little bit more like, intuitive with my mom, like have more dialogue with my mom.
Right.
Ask her how she's doing, because she's always asking me, and I was like, yeah, mom, I'm good. I'm, you know, Latino,
yeah. Right,
Latino
right.
females, you know what I mean? Like moms, they cater to their sons, give that type of shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, like I've been very self-centered, I guess, you know what I mean? And like, there was a blind spot.
Right.
And it is what it is. And now in my position, now, at the very least now, I feel I'm actually happy that conversation happened with my sister, because now I see, okay, that's a major blind spot. I need to do more, you know, shoot her a little text, mom, how's it going?
Exactly.
Hit her up a little, even if it's for 10 minutes, video call, meet her, like your grandsons, you know what I mean? Like, do that more, you know what I'm saying? Just add more value to more. Like reciprocate it more. Like, my mom's been super selfless, dude. Like, she'll, like, you guys are, like, it sounds like your mom type of deal, like, super sweet, like, just caters to you, like, these are my sons and I love them, you know. That's how I feel like my mom fucking, this is my son, look how good he is, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like I don't give her enough praise. So, Ma, if you're listening, I love you, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Right.
What about doing, like, the daily, like, just giving someone, I think that's, like, the most important thing, man. The most valuable thing you can give anyone is your time.
Yep.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're right, Paul. Like, that's something I don't do with my parents, like, on a weekly basis. It's just giving them a call to just be like, what's up? I love you guys. I miss you guys. And I appreciate you saying that today, man, because that's something I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That goes a long way, man. I tend to give them a call.
Raw, you're good at that.
4 or 5 days a week. You
He's
know?
Good at
and
that.
And just like, hey, what's up?
He checks in.
Say hello.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes it could be just a quick thing, like, oh, everything good, Mario? Mario, come on, what's up? You know, but it's like, there's an acknowledgement, right?
You've built that muscle, man.
Yeah, you know, because it's important, right? Like, I think it's very important, man. One of the
it comes with age, right?
Yeah, man, that's the thing, man. Yeah. And also, you know, like, I know this is kind of
good point,
kind of connected, but it's also almost like separate from it. But whenever do you guys ever get bored and shit?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
like, you know,
as much
you know,
as I can with two toddlers.
You know, seriously, you know, with me, obviously, I'm being single, having any kids, but it's like one of those things where like there's so much, right? I look around my place, man. I got tons of music, books, films. All the different streaming, anything you could do, right? But in some ways, I still find myself like bored because you have so much shit. You're like, oh, I can get to another time. But you know what always kind of wakes me up is taking like that excitement, feeling like, man, I could always work on myself on a mental perspective, right? Mm-hmm. And more like this idea where we're always in a constant, like, not battle, but this constant journey, right?
Yeah.
And if you really put the focus on it, it's like a muscle, like you said. Anything you build, and like, even if I mean, that'd be great at it, but it's never easy because sometimes there's like a backlash to it, right? If you're really being honest with yourself, and sometimes there's like this next day lag where I feel because you're emotionally kind of drained and things you're thinking about. But that always excites me regardless, because whatever you can uncover, hey man, it's still within me, you know, it's inside my own head, my own feelings, experiences, and the things you can uncover, you should look forward to. Because what is it someone said? They said, wherever your fear is, that's where your focus should be, right? Because there's a reason why you have that fear. Why do you have that fear?
Yep.
And you said something earlier too, man, that you said sometimes when you're being outspoken, you feel like you're soft when you're not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I probably feel like our past generation wasn't as vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're out there working, out there grinding. They didn't give no fucks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we got to do within our generation to be more outspoken, man.
Yeah, and I think even, like, yeah, because I think the circumstances kind of deemed it that way for them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got time to fucking be depressed. Like,
exactly.
I got these boys, that, like, you know, I got these kids I gotta feed, you know what I mean? So, but the thing is I'm seeing that it's still important. So, like, you know what I mean? For anybody that listens to the show or whatever, you know what I mean? You got your parents still, you know.
Yeah, man.
Hit them up. Hit them up because, like, I got a cousin. I love her to death. And she don't have her parents no more. Like, you know, they passed, like, you know, from old, like, just older age and stuff like that. But, you know, like, it hurt. Like, and it still hurts to this day. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's one of the things that she's always on me about. Like hit up her parents.
Right.
Parents who, like, I'd give fucking anything to just say hi, say fucking I love you to my moms, to my dad.
And what's more like absolute than death, right? Yeah, yeah. Because that person's here one day and then they're gone. And I don't know if you guys, but I get blindsided by that on a random day. Anytime when I'm driving home, sometimes I'm like driving, it's like, damn, what if this person passed away right now? You know, like it kind of like it's a check, like, damn, man, they may not always be there, man.
Damn, you get hits with that?
Yeah, I get hit with it all the time.
But that just goes to show you, like, the person that you are, that you've, because you value our parents a lot in a sense of checking up.
But then I think, I'll just get a cheeseburger, who cares? No, you do. Like, I get hit, I say, dang, man, because it could
happen. You practice that of, you're very empathetic, man, as a person, dude.
I think so.
I mean, that's why you joke around. That's why you joke around a shitload. Yeah, in very empathetic, empathetic moments.
Yeah. Right.
From when I'm actually noticing, you know, which is crazy, bro.
It's like to try to build a comfort a little bit around it, right?
Yeah,
to
like I always, because it's just like a mechanism, that, man. Yeah. Like a defense mechanism, always have to joke around about something not to get too like
emotional, close to something, like, right? Yeah, you know. Sure, I get it.
It's always a humor thing, man.
Yeah.
Gotta keep keep that blade sharp.
They say a lot of comedians are like, you know, they go through depression, all that stuff like that, because they could see the funny part, and even in darkness, you know what I'm saying?
So, well, they say depression is anger turned inward, right? Yeah.
It's what?
Anger turned inward. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It pretty much is. I'll tell you straight up, like, real talk, like it's just, like, a lot of times, like you know, like, I was having problems with, like, a lot of loved ones, you know what I mean? I still am having problems with a lot of loved ones, but I'm working on it, and I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? I'm committed to continue to working on it. But, like, specifically, my sons, bro. Like, you know, I'm not trying to get emotional or nothing. I'm gonna just, you know, real quick. But, you know, my sons, like, I hurt them bad, like, with my anger and stuff like that. And then it turns inward because, like, you let that shit out. And then afterwards, when stuff settles, like, you start kind of like, man, I did that to my son, and blah, like, you know, yeah. Like, and it was that anger, you turn it inward, and then it just starts eating at you, bro.
Yeah.
It starts eating at you, and then if you say it enough, you know, this is, like, the strongest thing we have, like, the brain, you know what I mean? So it's like, you say it enough, and your mind and stuff like that, you start to believe it, bro. You start to believe that you're a piece of shit. Like, even when, like, dude, like, you know, you hit me up and everything like that, and I try. And I think that's why I gravitate to you so much, because I was really like trying to claw and like fight it. Like I felt like I was falling into it, and I just could not. And I had to finally just break. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's just kind of like. But now I'm grateful for it. Now that I'm seeing it, like I'm grateful for it, because you know it sounds really fucked up or whatever, but like I feel confident in saying this because I've gone through it. Like, depression is a choice. Dead ass. It's a choice. Yes. Is there medical reasons why you do it? Yeah, 100%, everything like that. Like, I'm not trying to be dismissive or anything.
Right, you're talking about your experience.
Experience with it. Like, yeah, it was definitely a choice of, like, something bad happened. How do I react to it?
There's always some trauma.
It's your choice, right? You choose to be like, you know what? Fuck it, I can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to just, this is what I can do moving forward, or I can fucking dwell on it and let it eat me up and let it, like, you know what I mean, let me rest and destroy me in the process, you know what I'm saying? So it's a choice. So the choice is within us, and if you have depression, and if you're going through it, you know what I mean? Like, shout out to you, get as much help as you can, but at the same time, understand that just like that's your choice, because it's internal, it's also internal. Everything to be able to get out of this shit is also within you. You know what I'm saying? To be able to switch that off. Like, so it's not like it's not like it's my choice and this is what it is and I'm just gonna fucking sit here in depression, endless depression. No, I also have the other side of the coin, which is I have the power to be able to get myself out of this.
Yeah, man, and that's a powerful thing, man, especially like that's from your experience, right? And like you said earlier, we can't speak for people that have like chemical imbalances that are like in such deep, deep depressed horror. Mm-hmm. Because like we stated earlier, right? Like people that commit suicide, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get to that point in their brain where like that's the only out, I can't even fathom what that means. You know, I can't even imagine what the kind of mindset someone has to be in such a dark hole. And this idea also, and this is just my own thinking of it. I don't know how far base I am, but I think like the depression is so deep that there's so much, whether it's self-hatred or whatever, that them even knowing, whether it's conscious or unconscious, that they killed themselves, that they're doing that to themselves, which in turn hurts others. So now they're hurting other people even after death. Mm-hmm. So it's even more like a deeper pain.
Mm-hmm. It's deeper than that. Like, yeah. I'll tell you straight up, like, I never thought about hurting myself, but like, I definitely did think, like, you know, like, this guy, why don't you do me a solid, man? Just not let me wake up tomorrow. My wife would get the feria. She'll be able to fucking pay for the house. You know what I'm saying? And like, she would get furious when I would tell her that shit. Like, and I was like, it's just, again, a choice. It was just choice, right? Like, I just.
Well, it's good that,
like,
you were letting that out, man.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Else can hear. Yeah. She's been. I beat my wife's ass. Like, not literally.
No, yeah.
You know what
no,
I'm saying? Yeah. I'm talking about just emotionally.
Yeah.
I really weighed heavy on her. And, yeah. Like, she stuck with me through it.
She carries a load, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, I got a good one, bro.
She was Chris Taylor. She was Chris Taylor from the
Yeah, big time. Big time. Big time, you know what I mean? But the thing about it is that, like, you know, I'm grateful for, like, being able to, like, have experienced it in a sense of, like, bend but don't break. It did nothing broke.
And it's also, it's a continued journey, man. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's over, right? It's like, you always got to keep yourself in check. It's a wake-up call for yourself because you're not the... Have you ever experienced anything like that? Even if it's not necessarily depression or sadness, but is there anything where, like, you're like, damn, I don't want to be in this mindset? Whether it was just like a negative mindset, but it felt like it was like almost like, damn, I got to change this up because I feel like I'm getting deep into this and this is not a good thing.
I've had my moments where, like, I get really deep and I get really OCD like and I just keep dwelling on it and dwelling on it, but I just try to listen to music, man. That makes me escape.
Oh, that's good, quick, man. So you get into like this loop, so you feel like I need to switch it up,
because me, like, I think a lot and I'm always at 100 miles per hour, like with my thoughts, with how I speak sometimes, with kind of like interrupting people when I shouldn't interrupt because I'm so excited. And that's just how I'm bred for some reason. Like, I'm naturally an anxious person. So sometimes it doesn't work for me. That's why I go to the gym every day. Because that's where I, like, put all my aggression out. That's how I start my morning every day. Like, hitting the gym. And thank you for asking me that. Because, like, I was watching something on YouTube. It was someone that Joe Rogan interviewed. But he talks about, like, intrinsic and extrinsic. And I found it really interesting. Because he was speaking about how people fall into a depression whenever they just focus more on extrinsic shit. Like, let's say, like, I work from home and I'm literally working harder from home. So now my home isn't my home. So now my home is turning into some extrinsic shit. So then I gotta go out, go drink. Now I'm doing some more extrinsic shit. And it goes to, like, other people that fucking... are addicted to retail. Someone like me, I own so many pairs of shoes. Like, where's my paycheck going to? Extrinsic shit opposed to, like, intrinsic stuff.
So, extrinsic is... Explain to me. What do you get extrinsic? So, is extrinsic anything externally outside of you, I'm assuming? And it's intrinsic, it's anything that built within you, or...
Dictionary.com.
Though. Right, you gotta look that up, man. I don't know. I
mean, it sounds... So, intrinsic means belonging naturally. Essential. That's what intrinsic is. Something within you.
Yeah,
so, like,
within, yeah.
He said something that whenever you're in your deathbed, you're not going to think about the fucking Jordans you bought, the Ferrari that's outside, all that Bitcoin you own. You're going to think about those fond memories when you got married, your son's childbirth. Like, natural, intrinsic stuff, not extrinsic. Not fake shit.
It's why when someone, like... Like, everything is about how you think about things, right? I mean, I hate stating the obvious, but it must be stated, right? Because I remember when I was in college and I had this film class, and I love film, man. And I've always considered myself like a independent scholar of it. Like, you know, I do more analytics and just from pure love, right? But I was in this film class and then I felt like, man, we're watching a lame-ass movie. And then they're doing some weak analysis and doing some weak-ass projects. But it was intro to cinema, right? So it didn't matter. But then I remember then you get hit with, like, fuck, maybe I'm dumb as fuck. Because we had to do a paper. We had to do a paper. And my premise was good. Because I was like, okay, I'm going to take guilt. Of course, it's a common theme in my life. I'm going to take the idea of guilt and everything within the Scorsese pictures. So I thought I'm going to take Raging Bull, Mean Streets, and Taxi Driver. And it's all like kind of like this voyage, like God's Lonely Man, right? But before I wasn't able to think exactly through because I had these ideas, but I couldn't comprise it. And I met with the teacher, and then she said the exact same thing. She's like, if Martin Scorsese was on his deathbed, what would he want you to get out of his films? But it's once you think it in a way like that and you put it in those terms, and you almost get like the base of it, right? But yeah, man.
Like if the message is like, be kind to one another.
Yeah. Well, what's a message? Like, work through your shit, right? Or what makes you who you are?
Because like, that makes me think about, like, I remember someone asked me once, if your house was burning down, what would you want to grab?
Right.
And a lot of people will say pictures or like a photograph. You know what I'm saying? Like how our parents would have Polaroids of us.
Photo albums, yeah.
Photo albums, bro. Yeah, like that's what
all this other shit don't matter, dude. Like that's the thing. It's like it's. I think
replaceable things, right?
Yeah, all this other stuff. Like you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it is what it is. Because like, at the end of the day, it's the experience of it all, bro.
Yeah.
Like it's like how do you relish it? How do you savor like the moment? How does it impact you to the point where it's just like this means a lot to me. This picture, you know, it's a little blurry right here. It's a little blurry over there, but. It means a lot to me because of X, Y, Z. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll go into fire for that shit. Like, that type, you know what I mean? Like, that's powerful when it's like, you got a $10,000 TV or whatever, 100-inch or whatever. And that doesn't, like, let it burn.
Let it burn. Because the roof's on fire. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old are your kids?
I have a three-year-old. I have a almost five-year-old. He's about to be five on the 11th. And then my stepson, he's 18.
So is there anything that they do individually, whether it's like rare, like anything you small or minor or major, you know, from serving themselves cereal to like asking you a poll question, that's sometimes you catch them like, man, it kind of puts you like in this like kind of like awe in a way, like the moment of life. Yeah. Is there anything that comes to mind?
Yeah, bro. Like just the other day, like, well, they both wow me in their own little ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, Abby, the 5-year-old, that dude, like the other day was like, you know, he has like these little toys that like, you guys know Luca yeah. from Disney or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he has one that's like the sea monster version or mm-hmm. the sea creature version, like how he says. He doesn't like calling them monsters.
That's
so he
awesome.
Calls them sea creatures. And then the regular human version or whatever, right? You could take off the head, the arms, everything. You could take off the body, the legs, and like interchange. Like, oh, yeah. Like his legs got wet. So now his legs are sea monster version or whatever, you know?
Nice.
And he was like, Dad, I can't find Luca's torso. And I was like, how the fuck? Like,
torso?
Where like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a trip, you know right. what I mean? And like the other one is
that's
like,
adorable.
Yeah, man. The other one, like the little one, the baby, he's like, you know what I mean? Like, that fool's all about, like, sports, bro. Like, that fool just came up. Like, when my wife was pregnant with him, I kid you not, bro, like, mid-walk, like crippling pain, bending over type chingadasos inside, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah,
wow.
Like, this fool's got a heavy punch. He learned to walk. And hit the ball off the tee at the same time.
Dang.
Already right now. Really? Since he was 2 years old, he's been hitting.
Wow.
Like, if you soft toss a ball at him, he hits it.
That's dope. Wow. So he's into sports.
100%.
So that's hand-eye coordination. So that's why he doesn't like golf. That's a plus. What about with Zeke,
but
man?
But my 18-year-old, bro. Oh, what's up with 18? My 18-year-old, bro. Like, that fool, you see, like, he just does not. Like, I love his relentlessness, bro. Like, he's got, like, these aspirations. And you know, like when I was in like fighting the whole depression shit, like I ride him hard. I'm not gonna front. I ride him hard because I my dad says something to me that I feel that I warped it into just me being an asshole. You know what I mean? Is that like my the next generation has to be better, or you failed as a father. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dad said that to me. So, I you know, when I decided
constant
to be...
pressure.
Yeah. When I decided to be, you know, a husband and move in and everything like that, like, my thought process was, well, he's my kid now. He's my kid, and if I have sons, if I have, like, there's no difference. Like, yeah. The expectation is going to be the same for all three of them. You know what I'm saying? And,
absolutely.
And he, like, I've ridden his ass really hard, and the thing about it, I feel like at times, like, I went in too much. Like, I came in, like, guns blazing, when, like, he didn't have that type of upbringing, you know what I mean? And, like, and then, but the thing about it is that the dude's, like, super resilient, dude. Like, he's, like, super goal-oriented. That dude, like, so it's, like, each one of them, like, at any point in time in their lives, like, they just, you know what I mean? The first day I met Adrian, it was, like, this dude had, like, paper guns, but, like, legit paper guns, bro, where it was like the barrel had another barrel within
so
it somehow.
Wow.
Where it was like you cock it and stuff like that.
Damn.
Like, what the
that's
fuck?
Legit.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I was like, since day one I knew he was a bright kid. He was, you know, like, yeah, like, dude, how the fuck you really taking the whole construction and construction paper?
Don't
like,
piss
like,
with you.
But like, but that dude, like he's always he's a fast learner. Teach him any sport, like, that learns it like that.
So now, do you feel like you've eased up a bit with some of your awakening and, like, some of the things that you processed? Or, is there some specific things you're working on where you're like, hey, man, I got to ease up on this within?
I still fall because it's, like, kind of, like, it's just accepting that's my default. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, I feel like it comes from a good place, but it doesn't get delivered the right way. But the thing about it is, like, in the grand scheme of it all, like, I am more cognizant of it. I am trying more to be, like, look, man, at the end of the day, this is your life.
Right.
You got to do as you please. Like, I can't, I'm not going to be here forever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I also can't fucking make you live your life the way I do. Like, you know, it's kind of the reason why I was telling you, because you remember how you were telling me about the younger generation, pain in the nails and all that stuff like that. Like, like, I caught myself, like, my wife kind of pointed it out too. Like, you're constantly shitting on him, bro. Like, like, let him do his thing, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I started thinking about being a G-Unit soldier, you know what I'm saying? Being like wearing like the Goku haircut and all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about? And it's just kind of like,
hair.
We did stupid shit when we were kids too, because now you look back at it like, oh, fuck. So I got to let him do his thing.
Yeah,
and
man.
Like, you know what I mean? Just support it. And like, I feel like kind of going down that path, him and I have gotten like a little bit closer. At least I feel like, you know,
that's
kind
good, man.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Fucking beautiful, man.
That's growth, man.
Yeah. Everything's a
that's
journey,
cool.
Man. It depends which way you're gonna choose to go and put your effort in, right?
Absolutely.
And I know Zeke's still just getting bigger, man. But there's
no, but
stand out for you.
He sees it to amaze me, dude, a lot. Like, it's funny because like he's like so intrigued with Hot Wheels right now, and there's like this Hot Wheel we have that's a truck and it has like a little bed, right? And this dude is, like, on an art phase. Like, he just loves drawing everywhere. Like, he draws all over the walls, but kudos to my wifey. Everything's washable.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, so he was, like, drawing with a crayon. And, like, he used the Hot Wheel bed of the truck to put his crayon in it.
Nice.
And I just looked down. I'm, like, yo, that's creative as hell. Like,
yeah,
I was so surprised.
Use of it, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, you use the bed.
Yeah, like, he understood, right?
Yeah.
Like, he understood this is to carry stuff in.
He's like, oh, I can put this here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what's funny, too, it's like, I've been listening to Wu-Tang a lot, and there's a line, I forgot who says it, he says, my style picks up, wait, what did he say? My style carries like a pickup truck. And it made me think about that rap line, and I'm like, have I heard this rap line? Because my son's gonna do this, or it just correlates. But yeah, that's what that's what he did yesterday, which I found very intriguing.
Well, speaking of trucks, man, because I don't have any kids to tell stories about. I remember these aren't mine, man. I remember as a kid, I think our uncle gave me a truck as a toy. I think I was probably like 6 or 7. You know,
which one?
This uncle? I forget. I think. And it was back in the day, like in the 80s. I think like if you put a little water on it, it will create like some smoke coming out of the tailpipe.
That's dope.
Do you remember that at all or not?
No?
And it was this gray one. And I remember all this time I thought, like, oh, when I get older, I'm going to have a truck. I'm going to have all this stuff. Cool. But I never did. But, man, like, those freaking toys from yesteryears, man. What's some of the toys that you fucking fond with, man? Anything you remember back in the day, like, it was just fucking nice and shiny for you, man?
You know what? Like,
whether it was new or used or whatever.
It was like, the weirdest thing. Like, I still, to this day, remember that damn toy. It was, like, this, I don't know if it was because, like, I don't know when I got it, so I don't even remember how I got it, but I just remember it being, like, this little G.I. Joe Army guy.
Okay.
That's cool.
Like, the little ones. Okay. Not the big, like, Barbie-looking Ken dolls.
No, but the ones that were held by a rubber band.
Yeah, and you could take, switch,
call back to your son, the torso with another one.
Yeah, so, like, it was one of those, and, like, dude, like, there's, like, pictures of, like, me, like, and I'm, like, oh, make sure my shit's in here.
That's my boy.
It's like, you know what I mean? And then I remember, like, I lost it. And I remember being, like, I remember that being kind of one of the saddest days of my life when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like I've had, like, a really good life, like, overall, you know what I mean? Like, my mom was very loving. My dad was very giving in the sense of, like, nothing. I never experienced any type of hunger.
Right, right.
We always had it like a home, that type of deal, you know what I mean? So, like, it was like, I remember that day, like, it was, we moved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just got lost in the whole process or whatever. And like, that, shout out to that little G.I. Joe, man.
Yeah, man, because that was heavy, you know, when you're a kid, you know, you only have lived so long, so your life experience is very little. And that's almost like an experience of loss, right?
Yeah.
And it means like the royalty at the time. And that's a natural thing. And that's how parents should let their kids feel that. Yeah. And not be like immediately, because I'm sure if your parents knew, if they didn't, you, I don't know, they're probably like, it's just a fucking toy. But that's not the way to do it, right? It's gotta be let the kid feel it.
Mm-hmm. Let him feel it.
Yeah, to process that.
It's okay.
Man.
Don't guard it.
We're talking about like some toys, man. You had any favorite toys as a kid?
Dude, my favorite toys as a kid, I would say it was like the Wolverine, the gold one.
Did I get that to you?
I don't know.
It was cold and blue, like it was dope. It was a bigger one, huh?
But like my going back to the story of like you losing a toy.
Yeah.
Like it makes me think about my son Ezekiel. Like he loves Buzz Lightyear, bro. Like he has like fucking like 6-7 Buzz Lightyears. But like he would always throw his Buzz Lightyear up in the air because he wants him to fly. Because he obviously sees him fly.
Yeah.
And he would do it so much to the point that his head came off. So me and my lady like try to super glue it, we try to fix it,
video of him crying,
but it wouldn't work. It
was relentless.
But like we would have to explain to him like, son, you know, he's broken and he still plays with him still.
Yeah.
Cause he really likes it cause it's his OG one, his headless.
But and I bought him a different one, a new one that he carries around all of the head.
But like the toys, what's a trip is like my son, luckily my parents kept my toys. Like, my son plays with my toys.
That's dope. That's
and, like, I have a picture of him, and I actually put it, like, on a sweater of him playing with, like, my Scorpion and my Blanca. Like, my Scorpion from Mortal Kombat, Blanca from Street Fighter.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, you know how you said that feeling of loss with the toy? The thing that I remember of loss, it wasn't a toy, it was a balloon. I remember in downtown L.A., for some reason, I had this balloon. I think it's got there. I think it's probably like 5 or 4. And then, like, we had to go on the bus and you had to let it go and it went. And it was like a feeling, like, to this day, I remember right now, like, why would that be such a resonant memory, you know? Of like, it's a balloon. But kids love balloons, man.
Dude, they love balloons, man.
Maybe I'll try to put it back. Can you want to fly away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wrote it. Like, I mean,
just like, it's just something you have. Like, that's like your, where you put your emotions into it.
Yeah, like, it's just, cause the thing is, it's like, you know, as a child, it's dope, I guess you could say, because, like, it's either, like, I think the majority of everything is just love, right? Like, like they don't know how to gauge, right? So it's like, I don't like this toy, I love this toy.
Yeah.
Like, I see that in my kids a lot. Damn, I love it. It's my favorite.
You're right. I mean, like,
everything, they love it.
And my son kisses his toys, bro. Yeah, like, he kisses the iPad. Yeah, and I'm like, hold on, you don't kiss me like that. What are you doing?
My son, the baby, dude. My son, like, he calls it his Mimi's. So it's like this Raider blanket. Like, that my mom gave to me like a while back ago, bro.
Nice, man.
But it was cool. Like, it was like my mom gave me this Raider blanket. She paid attention to what I like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's awesome.
My parents brought me that. Like, my, it was like my mom and my dad, they gave it to me for Christmas, right?
Right.
And it just meant so much that they, like, my dad didn't follow football. My dad became a Raiders fan.
Because you brought it to the house.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's so badass. It was like, so he's like, what time do they play all this? Like,
that's badass.
You know,
and,
so.
And parents and children and their sons do that together because they had nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
It was a way to connect.
To connect,
you know,
with
there's
me.
A thing,
yeah,
to spend time, man.
So it just, it was like really special to me. Like, that blanket is really special to me. And the thing about it is that, like, you know, when he was the baby or whatever, like, I take him in my bed with me, you know what I mean, that type of deal. And he got used to that blanket.
Nice.
Oh. And I'm like, hey, you got to go Mimi's, you know what I'm saying? So he associated the word Mimi's with the blanket, so he calls it his Mimi's.
That's, you know, so adorable,
and that dude,
bro.
That dude grabs it, uh-huh, and he kisses it.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I love my Mimi's. It's my favorite.
That's awesome.
Wow. Hell yeah. Joke, dude.
That comfort, man. Yeah. I love the comfort.
And it has your scent in it, too.
Dude, bet. Like, did you?
Yeah.
You can't, like, we put it into wash and he's like devastated about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it don't smell like that.
Yeah, like, no,
it's probably true? Thinking, like, is it going to come out all right?
You know, yeah. It's funny. That's the thing. It's like the whole thing of, like it's for them, is, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
To see, like, life through that kind of lens, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And like, when you just realize, when you start doing, kind of going back to that book, when you just start kind of saying, like, fuck it, I'm giving too many fucks about this, you start to kind of, like, you really genuinely put a lens over your life of, like, everything's fucking dope.
Yeah,
like, life is dope, even with the bad. Because if you didn't have the bad, the good wouldn't feel so good.
It wouldn't
feel
special.
Man. But I also kind of want to flip it in a way, man. Maybe we should have something like that as an adult. And I'd be ashamed about that. I mean, my Mimi's as an adult,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You I do my thing, Mimi's, right?
Like, that's the thing. We judge ourselves. That's, yeah, that's the thing. It's that innocence of children that they, like...
The childlike.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody, yeah, could, like, easily be like, don't kiss that. Like, that. And then it like, I feel like life introduces shame into you.
Yeah. Like, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah,
you,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? So you're right. Yeah. Like, in a way, yeah, we should have that. We should, right, have that. We should be able to be like, I like this, and this is okay. I like my pink shoes right now, bro.
Dude, I like pink.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
pink,
so it's like,
looks nice.
It's like any other day, like.
Dude, I wear a bright pink shirt to work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, like, the Meet This Natalie Portman shirt.
Well, it matches,
I love
bright,
Natalie Portman.
It matches your bright pink skin tone.
It does, man. It's just like, my boy always is like, I don't see anything.
He tells you,
yeah,
that's fucked up.
So, like, and I laugh. He's right. So, like, I love Natalie Portman, right? You know, mm-hmm, it's my home. That's my love, my home.
Bitch.
So it's a picture of the movie Closer. She's wearing a pink wig. So I made a hot pink shirt.
That's your Miranda, bro.
People look at me like, who's this guy think he is? Sometimes I love him. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you have to get to that. But some people to this day be like, nah, I wouldn't do that. It's like this shame. It's like, nah, you have to go through,
yeah,
being made fun of, embarrassed, young, to be able to come on the other side. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna work through it. It's never easy. It takes the
work.
Juice is worth the squeeze, man.
Yeah,
and like,
is, yeah.
And you know, when I was thinking about it right now, a second ago, like, sometimes when I watch videos of Seek that you guys post up, there was one you put the other day where he's just like, it was raining, he's just running, right? And he's running around.
Oh,
he's,
yeah,
just running. And I get those moments immediately where I'm like, this is him just experiencing life and not knowing anything else other than that moment, right?
Yeah.
And it's everything else that gets introduced, like you said. Pretty soon, guilt's going to be introduced. Shame's going to be introduced. Pain's going to be introduced. All this other stuff, but it's all about, well, the processing of,
mm-hmm,
it, right? And there's only certain things you can control, right? And as
we
a parent, you guys are going to do the best thing you can,
yeah,
do. But it's like, he's got to go through it, right?
Yeah,
but it's that feeling of,
yeah,
love, man. And just,
I think we just need to owe it. We owe it to our kids. We owe it to our kids. Like, I've talked to my wife about you, about what you say to Sazik in his ear, dream big. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, And it choked my wife up because she was like, damn, like, we need to do this shit for our kids. You know what I'm saying? So we try as much as possible, maybe not as constant as we would like sometimes. But the thing is, it's like, it's there where it's like, you gotta, it's not about like self-esteem. Like, oh, like, it doesn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, we owe it to our kids to be able to help them learn, equip them to be able to work through the bad. Because... Like, I feel like we're doing this a lot. Like, we're protecting our kids a lot.
Yeah.
To the point that we're shielding them so much that we're it's detrimental to them because they're not equipped to handle the lows, the inevitable lows that life is gonna kind of throw at you.
You gotta expose them to the reality.
Like, you gotta be able to be like, sometimes it's not gonna go your way, and it's okay. You need to not put so many fucks into it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like that.
Real time. And I think on that note, man, what would be advice you give to all the fathers out there, man?
Me?
Yeah.
I can honestly tell you, to me, like, just don't be hard on yourself. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. There's no such thing as a perfect father. You know what I mean? Like, you know, kind of going back to our Catholic roots. There's no one perfect being type of deal, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, don't be so hard on yourself. And then just, like, genuinely just try to be present in the moment. Like, put your phone down. Enjoy it. You know what I mean? Not everything has to be posted.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Sometimes it's like, if it's in your heart and you just have that for you, it's worth it too. You know what I'm saying? And then just, like I said, just prepare them for the lows, to be able to kind of, like, you know what I mean? Because the thing about it is that, like, the reality is, we all going to die.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
Guarantee of life.
And the thing about it is that, like, that guarantee is there. And, you know, God willing, I go before my sons, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I gotta be able to prepare them for, like, the lows of all that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And not just me dying or whatever, but I'm just saying, just the lows of, like, sometimes you're gonna love a girl or a dude or whatever it may be. Like, I don't know my kid's sexuality, obviously, but it's like, sometimes you're gonna love somebody and it's not gonna work out. It's not gonna work out, and it's gonna hurt and it's gonna suck, but you're gonna be okay.
You're going to go through it.
You're going to learn something from it. Like, you know what I mean? Being able to, I think the most important thing for a parent to be able to teach their kid is, like, look, always, always look for your lesson. You're either winning or you're learning. The L stands for learn, not for loss.
Yeah. Nice, man. How about you, Hectic? What you got out there for the fathers?
Man, I'm a new father, but I would just say, just, like, repeat what Paul said. Like, just sound like an echo, but yeah, just do your best every day. Just try to ascend. That's it. Like, don't compete against anybody. Just against the person you were yesterday. That's it.
Okay.
That's the best advice I could give, man. Because we get caught up in this moment, like, oh, he's got a house, but I got a condo. Or he's got that, I don't. And you're focusing on the wrong thing. You're focusing on the extrinsic shit, not the intrinsic shit. So just focus on you, man. And if you're good in your kingdom, you're going to build a fucking nice castle, man.
Sweet, man. And even though I'm not a father, I'm going to break the rules here. I'm going to give advice of a papi.
Listen,
I think just love your friends' children, man. Love your family's children, man. And like today, I visited a friend of mine. I haven't seen her in a minute. She just had a newborn. It's 6 weeks old, so I went over there earlier today. And I was talking to her daughter. Her daughter's only a few years old. And, you know, she's really excited. She just talks a lot. And I felt good because it didn't take a lot of effort for me. But I'd be talking to my friend and her husband. And the little girl would just start talking. And I would just listen to her. She talked to me and I asked her questions like she's like a little adult.
That's
like,
awesome.
Oh, what are you trying? Oh, okay. And what's that? And then, you know, she'd get more excited and talk more as opposed to being dismissive, right? Mm-hmm. So practice what you preach. Let's do it. Yeah. Love you guys. Yeah. Thank you, Paul, man. Appreciate
my man,
it.
Thank positive fucking Paul.
Positive fucking
and all the listeners out there, thank you so much for liking, commenting, and subscribing. Undeniable Perception.
Peace. 42 in the bucket.
42, we out.